This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping helping to keep us free and safe with the coronavirus effort. Now, let's not forget everybody that's working out there on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out and take advantage of all the different things we have over there for you to take a look at. All right, well, joining us right now from Bradenton, we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Good to be with you this Wednesday morning, as always.
Yes, sir. It's always a pleasure, a privilege, and an honor. So I look forward to this. It's one of the highlights of the week. Now, we're ready to say the pledge. How about you?
I'm ready, Captain.
Okay. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we don't want you to forget about that. Now, I'm going to talk initially about the truckers convoy, because this is really something, what's going on here. They pulled in yesterday, they changed their location, and they had truckers come from both the United States and from Canada, and they pulled into the busiest border crossing in the United States, which is right there in Detroit, on the Windsor Bridge, going over into Windsor, and they shut that thing down.
Yeah, it's almost like it's like a message to the many that have ignored us to say, hey, can you see us and hear us now?
Yeah, well, if you want to get noticed, get yourself a big truck with a 53-foot trailer, turn on all the lights, blow the horn, and somebody will see you.
Yeah, they really have. That's been amazing and larger than what I think anybody anticipated, and certainly large enough to gain attention and a lot of commentary both for and against, and Justin Trudeau says that what they're doing is counter to democracy, which is a very ironic kind of thing to say. And of course, he's taken a beating for having said that. But why not? That's a kind of verbiage that's been used on many fronts, on many things, not just the truckers, to say. Just throw out there, well, this is kind of the democracy and all that, and when it's actually folks that are exercising their civil liberties. Anyway, and there's always an in-between. The truth is always somewhere in between. But the reasons why the truckers are doing what they're doing, and for the most part, everything they've done has been, in my view, has been a very good thing to bring attention. And it's starting to have some effect, as you've noted earlier in this show, because you have some blue states that are starting to say, hey, we have gone too far in our schools, and we need to come back on our mask mandates here in Oregon and other places as well. So we do need to pay attention to the real science and not just the science that we select.
Yeah, and let's talk about that for a minute, because there is some movement to try to get the blue states to wake up. And yesterday there was a vote in the House of Representatives. 221 House Democrats voted to block the Unmask Our Kids Act.
Yeah, and of course that's the downside, or the opposing side to what I just talked about.
That was Nancy. That was Nancy's doing there.
Positive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way it's been for the last couple of years. Of course, especially in the current administration, where you step forward, step back, two steps forward, three steps back. And so what you just described is, it's not surprising, but it remains disappointing.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I have some good news coming out of Canada right now. This is just coming in now. Truckers got a win in Canada in the province of Alberta, which is, of course, a western province. They abolished their vaccine passports. Now, it ended at the close of yesterday's business day. And Jason Kenney, who is the premier of Alberta, said that there no longer will be a vaccine passport required for the truckers to come in and out of Alberta.
Well, that is good news. And from Americans, we often think of Canada as just being, hey, it's just a bunch of Canadians. But there's a certain amount of diversity up there between Quebec. And Trudeau had a very spirited conversation in his parliament up there, because he had a lot of people just taking the task, and he was hard put to try to defend his government overreach in reaction to the pandemic. So he's he continues to be woke, but he has not yet awake to what's going on. And so we'll see how that goes.
And, of course, the New York government, our governor yesterday, extended the statewide mask mandate for school children. They were debating whether or not they wanted to get rid of that or not, and they didn't. The governor kept it in place. So hold that thought, Colonel. And, folks, we'll be right back with more with our good friend, retired United States Army Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Wednesday morning, when we have United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright in the 5 o'clock hour on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Well, right after this means I got to tell you about Moss Nissan, because after all, I am sitting in the Moss Family Automotive Studio. Now, you know, it's amazing to me how they get customers up there in Newport Richey as well as the other stores from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all around Florida, and Tampa Bay, too. Now, Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including the free oil changes, tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And even if you're riding around in a Toyota Tacoma with an American flag and a POW MIA flag on there, they will gladly service your vehicle. Now, here's the best part of it, folks. The best part of it. Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors get tremendous deals on new or certified pre-owned vehicles. So check them out. Check them out on the web by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, or stop by one of their dealerships, Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue, side-by-side in Tampa, and they're building a brand new store on State Route 50 in Brooksville, Florida, too. Now, don't forget, the Newport Richey flagship store is only 40 miles north of Tampa, about a 45-minute drive on a good day, and about 45 to 50 minutes from St. Petersburg if you want to drive up there. You can save literally thousands of dollars on your car purchase, and you'll find out that your certified pre-owned vehicle that you're driving is worth a lot more money than what you thought. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And stop by Thursday, tomorrow, 11 o'clock. We're going to have the chili cook-off. I'm one of the judges for that. Can't wait. Going to be a lot of fun. All righty. Let's go to the telephone lines, and we got our good friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, back on the show. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Hey, right. I want to know your secret. How do you land great gigs like being able to be a judge in a chili cook-off? I want an outlet to do get to eat great food like that.
Let me ask you a question. I'll answer it with a question. Have you ever known?
Sure.
Have you ever known a firefighter who didn't know how to cook chili?
No, I think they are renowned to do that. It's almost part of a job description, isn't it?
Yeah, and when they said they were going to do that, they volunteered me, and I said gladly. Listen, let's go to the phone line. We've got Mary on the line. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I'd like to thank firefighters for having a car wash in St. Pete this weekend to raise money to help kids learn how to swim, first of all. But my question is this. I don't understand why people do not understand that if you want to wear a mask, go ahead.
Right.
I worked as a nurse at the VA, and if I thought that there was a chance that there was a flu going around, undiagnosed type tuberculosis, norovirus, meningitis, anything that felt funny, I would put a mask on just to protect myself if I thought something was going on. However, these days, it's like, if you want to wear a mask, go ahead. If you think it's going to make you feel better, go ahead. Mm-hmm. But you can't impose that on other people. And I don't understand why people don't understand that. It's just dumbsville. The other thing is, why would you want to take anything as a service member, especially that says experimental? That's my question to you. I don't understand the ignorance. Thank you.
All righty. Well, it was all experimental to begin with, right, Colonel?
That is. And it's not just masks, but the idea of choice. It's about vaccines and a variety of other measures that we take in the face of COVID-19. But I can't fully explain. You know, my expertise on anything we talk about here is a mile wide and inch deep. But I do talk to a lot of people with divergent views that are a lot smarter than I am on any one of them. But, I mean, my thought on, and I can't really answer Mary's question on that, but to say that I think that what happened is at the very start of this, there was a certain line of thinking that was pursued with great passion and energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's not totally attributable to Fossey, but he certainly is the front man and the poster child for a lot of that, but it just got to the point to where there's no turning back at that line. And then even in the face of a whole lot of other science indicating other things, and as we become smarter, they're just slow. They're very they're stubborn to do that. So that doesn't really answer Mary's question. She probably already knew that it was just plain stubbornness that keeps people from doing what is to her and I seems common sense.
Yeah, and I'll be totally truthful here. I get a flu shot every year, and I have for I don't know how many years, because I had the flu really bad one year, and I said never again.
Yeah, well, absolutely. But, you know, even the flu, the variations of flu, we can't predict the variations of the flu that come out of thing, and sometimes we get it wrong.
Yep.
And we mass produce the flu vaccine, and then people still get the flu, either because the flu's stronger and may have not be hurt as badly, but sometimes there's a variant of the flu that's happened in recent years
mm-hmm.
that comes out that we weren't ready for, and we have to mm-hmm. hustle and come with a new vaccine. That's just the nature of the beast.
Okay, Colonel, we've got another caller. Let me go over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is John Corman, Trucker John in Michigan. I'm calling from the Ohio Turnpike.
Okay, what's going on there, Trucker John?
Hey, I wanted to call you because I heard you mention something about the Ambassador Bridge in Detroit.
Right.
And I wanted to give you an update on that situation because I just passed through Detroit about an hour ago. I'm
Go ahead.
On my way to Cleveland.
Go ahead.
And what they've done is they've closed that bridge. And the reason they had to close is because the trucks in the Canadian side on the freeways have the freeway so congested over there that they can't move traffic. So they had to close the bridge. They had the freeways in Detroit all backed up on I-75, so they moved all the trucks Port Huron, and they're backed up on I-69 and on I-94.
So how did you come out through there?
Well, I was able to come 275 to Detroit because they've relieved all that congestion. They got rid of all the trucks and all the congestion in Detroit and and moved them up into Port Huron, about an hour north of Detroit.
Okay. Yeah, I know where that is. Boy, talk about going out of your way, huh?
Yeah, that's what the truckers have had to do because they had to completely close the bridge, and it's been a mess for a couple of days. And they had I-75 all tied up, so I'm really glad they got the mess cleared up there in Detroit. But I just wanted to give you an update.
All right, well, Trucker John, thank you very much, and keep us informed if anything else changes, okay?
Okay, real good.
All right, thank you very much. And that, of course, Trucker John there, Colonel. And I know the area up there, and I think you do too. That's going way out of your way to get around there.
Yeah, I'm not as familiar as I am with other areas, but that's really cool. Talk about tomorrow's news tonight. And that's the benefit of what you're able to provide here on First Watch. You have a guy on the scene calling in real time and talking to us about that. I think that's too cool. That's great.
Yeah, well,
Trucker John.
America's needs move by truck. You know, a lot of people, they're starting to realize that now. And what they're going to find out is that as these trucks are sitting there and all this just-in-time freight, the auto industry is going to be really hurting bad because all that just-in-time freight that's on the car parts that's on those trucks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, the good news is that folks are going to learn, but the hard way. But the bad news is the impact that all Americans are going to feel as a result of our reaction to all this and what's going on.
Now, we are going to talk some military stuff after the break here, but leading up to the break, which is coming up pretty quick, I just want to mention that it appears that the Capitol Police now have been surveilling lawmakers and visitors, which is raising some big alarms because over the weekend, Capitol Police showed up dressed as construction workers and went into some of these congressional offices, which are left unlocked, thinking that there was nobody in there, and surprise, surprise, there were people in these offices, and they reported on what happened. This is the Nancy Pelosi, I got to know what's going on stuff.
Oh, yeah. She was asleep at the wheel on January 6th and didn't do her job, apparently. But now all of a sudden she's awake and tending to, I don't know. It's amazing. I'm not surprised to hear that news. We expected that is exactly what was happening, and it has for a long time anyway, and it just come to life. So,
All righty. Well, hold that thought, and you're going to stick around for another segment, and we'll be right back with more folks with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And Jeff is going to take us to break again. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Wednesday morning. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As French President Macron invited his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday for diplomatic talks on the country's crisis with Russia, Moscow said there were points of convergence laid out by Macron during his five-hour meeting with Russian President Putin a day earlier. But the Kremlin denies that the two leaders had agreed to de-escalate the tense standoff at the Ukrainian border. The White House is working on the supply chain crisis by getting veterans into the trucking industry.
A key element of this plan is encouraging the trucking industry to recruit and retain well-trained drivers by creating a safe, welcoming, and stable career path with good-paying jobs and family-sustaining wages. We can think of few Americans better prepared to take on this challenge than our nation's veterans.
Canadian and American truckers are on a vaccine mandate protest, have blocked access to the busiest international crossing in North America Tuesday. Freedom Convoy drivers hindered travel at the Ambassador Bridge that links Windsor, Ontario and Detroit, Michigan. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tune in Wednesday morning when we have United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright in the 5 o'clock hour on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and you bet you will, and you bet you do, and you bet you did, because he's on the line right now waiting for me to bring him back in. But I got to tell you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team over at ReliefFactor.com. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I take it every day because of the problems that I have with the pain and the inflammation and the swelling that I have, particularly my left leg and ankle and foot, which comes and goes, and it is what it is, but it works. This product works for me, and I've been taking it now for well over 7 years. Now, I was taking some drugs, narcotics, and it just got to the point to where some days I'd be tired, and some days I'd be woozy, and I didn't want to be when I wasn't supposed to be, so I said, the hell with it. I got rid of it, and I found out about this product, which is all natural. It's drug-free, 100% drug-free, and that's because the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, actually is good for you. It helps your body's natural response to inflammation, lowers or even eliminates pain by going straight to the source, and the ingredients actually is like taking a vitamin supplement to help you with the problems that you got. And I like that idea. Now, it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out. And you'll also see some other health products they've got there, too, all part of the Relief Factor total package. All right. Retired Lieutenant Colonel U.S. Army Kevin Wright is back with us. And, Colonel, thanks for sticking around.
Oh, I'm always happy to stick around extra time with you, Captain.
Now, we've got to talk about the Ukraine, and we've got to talk about a couple of other facets that have entered in here to this. We do know that Russian warships were on the move the past few days in both the two different seas on either side of the Ukraine, and there was about 140 ships, I was told, that are involved in this training evolution they've got going on. What have you heard about that?
Well, not much about that. I know it's a continuation. I worry more about China's maneuvers where they're at than I do that. But, yeah, I don't know that that's a real threat. And, in fact, I don't know that it's even the land invasion of Ukraine is a genuine threat. So I've concluded that Vladimir Putin is winning the diplomatic war over the whole business with Ukraine.
Yeah.
And what we are doing, what the administration is doing, is feeding his victory in the diplomatic warfare, because we're not doing a very good job of assessing what actual intentions and capabilities are. Yeah, you do need to worry about what's possible, but what is likely is what really needs to guide when you invest the resources of our nation on behalf of our national security interests needs to be. And we're not doing a very good job of that. And I think the dueling things that came out when President Biden came out of a meeting with German Chancellor and Macron from France came out of a meeting with Vladimir Putin, and you got two disparate things that came out of that. And so it's hard for we as Americans to discern that. But in some ways, I think that Putin has a better understanding of what the Russians' national security interests are there than we, or at least what we're able to communicate what our national interests are and what needs to be done on that. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah. And I think what we're going to see going on in Ukraine is going to be more cyber, more internet warfare back and forth, that type of a battle.
Yeah, that capability is there, both for Russians and all that, for sure. They've done it before. We've seen that. They've done it here in Saudi United States. And I think that's probably a reasonable focus to do that. Instead of that, it'll probably have that war will be fought and has been fought. And, of course, my retirement predated the creation of Cyber Command, but information warfare, it did not. I'm very familiar with that.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert on it, but I didn't know that. And it doesn't necessarily precede ground warfare. In fact, in many cases, it replaces it. Vladimir understands that. I'm glad to see that we're focusing on that. But, you know, the UN Secretary General comes out and he says, hey, we may need to have a permanent presence in, you know, what were the former Soviet republics on the eastern fringe of Russia. That's not helpful one bit. It really is not helpful. Either has some of the saber rattling of our own president, particularly in light of, hey, we're a year late and a dollar short on many of the things that we're talking about now. And, of course, Biden came out of his meeting with the German chancellor and says, hey, if you invade Ukraine, the pipeline, which primarily benefits Germany, is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, if only he had woke up to that a year ago before the deal was made. It's not started yet, but if it made, but he did not.
Yeah.
A lot of it is that I'm not for doing things and investing our energy and resources, particularly our human resources and our human troops and soldiers, just to make Biden not look like a weak president as a losing. That is not on behalf of the United States' best interests. It's on the best interest of a president who's trying to recover his stature in the world and in the nation.
Yeah, now I want to say good morning to Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. He's chimed in. And he's talking about this Joe Rogan. He says, glad he caught on. Everybody else knew already that the hit was political. By the way, why are black entertainers and musicians, etc., allowed to use abusive language against blacks and women? Is it because of their artistic talent? Well, as a matter of fact, it is, believe it or not.
Yeah, on that political front, I've gotten to where I kind of turn a deaf ear to the folks like that, and the folks that will call anybody that is black and conservative or Republican an Uncle Tom and things like that. You know, on Saturday, I went to a Frederick Douglass brunch, which was fabulous. You had a whole list of folks that talked, Congressman Byron Donalds. You had Rob Smith, who's a frequent Fox commentator, who's black. He's Republican. He's conservative. He happens to be gay, but I didn't even know that until after somebody told me that, because it was irrelevant to me. But his message is a very positive message about moving forward and moving beyond this race, this word race warfare that the left has placed us into largely. And so I don't pay attention to LeBron James. I don't pay attention to these entertainers. And that's what LeBron James is. He's an entertainer, even more so than he is a basketball player. That's what I listen to, the positive voices that talk about how we move ahead and how we don't dwell in the past on our racial strife and things like that, and that we'll talk truth and not manufactured truth.
Okay, we'll finish up here. We got about a minute. We'll finish up with the military aspect of things going on. I believe the big problem is still China.
You're 100% correct. That is and has been for some time now. And of course, you know, you talked earlier with our Wall Street injector about earlier on the show about we should be very concerned about the security threat of the debt.
Yep.
The recurring national debt that we have, trade deficit that we have with China. That's huge. And our own deficit here, which over $30 trillion, that's incredible. That poses a greater security risk than many of the other things that we make the most noise about and that we ignore. And what's going on in the Ukraine, it turns our blind eye to where some of the real terrorist threats are in Africa and in Southeast Asia, where China has an interest in what's going on with China. But we need to stay tuned to that, and we need to not raise our own false flags that blind us to what the real national security threats are.
Okay.
And you're right. China remains the number one threat.
All right, Colonel, tell us about your Manatee Republican Liberty Caucus.
Yeah, tomorrow night we'll have our first meeting of 2022, and we got a lineup of folks from the national level down to the local level at every level of politics and government, so we're excited about that at Poppy's Ford up in Ellington. But we are the caucus of the Republican Party, although we are not chartered or affiliated with the Republican Party, but we are affecting real change at every level, from the local up to the national level, in ways that the party cannot or will not do.
Okay, we will talk to you next week, and then maybe I'll see you on Saturday.
See you Saturday.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. All right, that's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and we're talking about the gun show down there in Bradenton on Saturday. I'll be right back with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff from Sarasota. Saw him for breakfast yesterday and for lunch. He was at Mission Barbecue, and we were over at the Village Inn on 4th Street, myself and John, my buddy John. So the three amigos were there. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, is brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota, Dominique's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road, located right there at Clark Road and McIntosh, and just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue, 9 foot tall Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, the other thing is, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Don't forget the number to call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. Okay, the consumer quarterback. Brandon Rimes is with us. Hello there, Mr. Brandon.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, I got something. You're in the realty business, and this story just kind of jumped out at me. It's coming from a poll that was done by Fannie Mae. Now, Americans now say there's never been a worse time to buy a house. Here's the comment here. The share of Americans who say now is a good time to buy a house hit an all-time low of 25%, according to the results of a survey released yesterday by Fannie Mae. Now, the share who say it's a bad time to rose came up to 70%. That's the highest it's been in terms of people all agreeing with that subject. The survey also showed that Americans have grown more worried about job stability and increasingly expect mortgage interest to continue to go up. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's for national statistics. I think that could be true.
Yep.
But locally, you know, there's still that blue wave of folks moving down to the red state and people getting out of those lockdown cities and mass mandate cities. And, you know, you can't get a U-Haul in California anymore. They're all gone. They're in Florida and Texas and other parts of the country. So, I can understand the sentiment. However, you know, in certain areas like Tampa Bay or, you know, even other parts of Florida and South Florida, you're still seeing the activity at tremendous numbers. We just broke our records for January, and, you know, I'm at the largest number one producing office for the entire mid-Florida real estate, MLS. So, those are national stats and national polls. They don't really have as much of an effect here in our area for Tampa Bay, but I can see certainly, you know, certain pockets slowing down because of what you mentioned, and people are frustrated also because when they do sell or get under contract to sell, they can't find anything to purchase on the other side.
Now, there's a new gimmick going on, both on the internet and on your telephone dial. I got a call yesterday from somebody that has no idea who I am. It must have been a robocall. Said, dear car owner, did you know that your car now is worth 37% more than it was 6 months ago? Call XYZ or go to whatever the website was to find out more information. Not even on a bad day would I do that.
Yeah, exactly. And don't click any links like that. The links are going to lead you to something that's going to lock your phone up or try to sell you something. And there's a lot of scams over like Facebook Messenger or messaging apps. I get text messages because they know that I'm with a certain cell phone carrier. So they'll send me a message. Oh, thanks for making your payment on time. Here's a free gift for you.
Yeah, $50. Here's $50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
You just got to be diligent about those types of scams. And there's a lot of scams out there, even with real estate, too. There's some that where they'll pose. They'll take a real estate listing that I have pictures of for a sale, but they'll recreate that ad and make it like it's a rental for a cheap price, and then they'll offer it out and say, yeah, just mail your deposit to this P.O. box. And, of course, you're not going to get your money back once you mail that deposit in.
Yeah, and then there was another one about not roofs, solar panels. That seems to be the other thing that they're playing with, solar panels. Oh, we can get you. It costs you nothing. Click on the link, blah, 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 blah. It's free, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the one that I did check on that was legitimate was TECO. That's a Tampa Electric Company.
Yep.
And I checked on that, and there was a couple of little twists and turns in it. It wasn't just, hey, we're going to come to your house and put the solar panels up. But this one here was like, oh, it's free. We take care of everything. Just give us a call or go to such and such a website, blah, 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 blah. And then even with emails, I'm getting emails from some people.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that's coming from. But when I get it, I block it.
Yeah, the Nigerian prince coming through your inbox. And the other one thing, too, you mentioned about the electric companies, they're trying to lobby the state legislators to change the net metering where if you do have a solar and you have a sell back a certain amount to the power company, they're trying to make it where it's not a dollar for a dollar. And it's like 30 cents on the dollar that the consumer gets. That's not good for consumers.
No.
It's horrible.
No. And whose idea was that, by the way?
I think it's the power companies.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And, boy, that's not the way it started out.
Yeah, that's garbage. But so, you know, people will know about that and tell their congressmen and, you know, folks in the legislature not to vote for that. We don't want that. That's not fair for us as consumers.
Okay, well, tell us how we can get a hold of you, and both as the consumer QB and the real estate QB.
Yeah, absolutely. So Brandon Rhymes here. We can help you nationwide with our Keller Williams Real Estate Network, 813-917-1894. You can call or text that hotline, and many of you have, so we greatly appreciate that, 813-917-1894. And our radio show website is consumerqb.com, like consumer quarterback.
Yep.
Consumerqb.com and platinummvpteam.kw.com for our real estate business. And we appreciate you, Captain.
All right. You take care and have a great day.
Yes, sir. Likewise.
All right. That's our buddy, Brandon Rhymes, the consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com. Go over there and check it out. See what he has to say. All right. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Jen Psaki, well, why are we buying oil? Why is your idiot boss buying oil when Donald Trump had us oil independent? Okay, now I'm not so. Where are the Republicans to stand up and say Joe Biden is the worst businessman for the American people in American history? He should be fired. Jesus Christ. Good to find Arizona, find 700,000 ballots that were illegal, dropped in the drop box, okay? You didn't have to tell me anything that Donald Trump won in a landslide victory. Let me say something to you, Donald, okay? Because I believe in talking right to your face. I don't believe in talking behind your back. Nobody's done more for me, for you, and this country than I have, except maybe the captain. I put him second. Okay, that's not in your cabin. Let me tell you something. You know, you called Mitch McConnell a loser. I've been calling him a loser for 6 years. Let me tell you something. If you don't meet with me and if the captain's available, him, okay, instead of the rest of the clowns on your team, you're a loser. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it. And he kept it within the 60 seconds, so that's all great. Now, folks, tomorrow, Thursday, we're going to be up at Moss Nissan. They're going to have a chili cook-off. I'm one of the judges, and you can participate in that and try some of that chili that's there. It's going to start, let's see here, at 10 o'clock, and if you're not there by noon, the chili will be gone. I'm pretty sure. We've got a lot of different competitors. We might have a couple ringers coming in there. I understand there may be some firefighters that think that they're going to win this all hands down. Well, not so fast, guys. Because some of these other folks that are in there know how to cook, too. It's not just about you. But I'm looking forward to that. It's the first chili cook-off contest that they've had at Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey. So there you go. All right, I hear the music coming in my ear. That means we got to run. In the meantime, have yourself a great day. Stay safe. Stay warm. Make sure that you pay attention to what's going on in the world around you, and remember, it's time to regroup, time to get strong, time to think strong. We are Americans first. I'll see you tonight, everybody. God bless America.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.